Chaparral. People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. I'm blue, so take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Smokey Robinson, welcome to PNP Network.
Thank you very much.
We have with us Smokey Robinson. You know him, you love him. You remember with the Miracles in the 60s, and Smokey's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987 and got a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1989 from the Grammys. So he's been in, and we even saw you as a guest judge on American Idol last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You going to do that again this year?
I'm not sure. You know, if they call me, I will do it, of course. I love that show.
Yeah. You're one of those products of Detroit, where there was so many of them at one point. Detroit was kind of the capital of music in this country for a while.
It sure was, man. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. You were part of the Motown legend.
Yeah. Motown turned out to be something that grew beyond all of our wildest dreams, man. When we first started that first day, we had no idea what Motown was going to become. I know if I had had an idea, I would have saved every scrap of paper, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays with eBay, you could put your pajamas on sale from many years ago and make tons of money.
Yes.
But, you know, it's interesting. I actually have a collection of a lot of the stuff that you did here. And you know, Motown, I'm not sure. I guess they must have sold themselves to some other company. Universal, I guess, owns it now, Universal Music Company. And there are some incredible compilations out there. There's the Smokey Robinson, the Solo Anthology, which is two CDs. There's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Baby Baby, the Anthology, another two CD set. And you can buy some of the original stuff, like Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, go into a Go-Go CD, which is the same as the album, but with a bunch of bonus tracks on it. So it's really kind of nice that all these things are still going on. How are you doing in terms of getting royalties for all these things? You're still getting paid good money for that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Mark, that's the beautiful thing about being a musician or being a songwriter. You know, it just comes when you just least expect it. You look in the mail and there it is. It's beautiful.
Now, did you write a lot of the songs from the group?
Yeah, I wrote probably all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to check that out. I didn't realize that. So, you know, you learn something every day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you had some major hits, and some of them were recorded by other people as well.
Exactly.
And Shop Around, of course, you wrote that with Berry Gordy.
Yeah.
But did he help you, or did you guys write together a lot, collaborate?
Well, just occasionally, Mark. What happened with Berry Gordy was the fact that when I met him, he was a songwriter, and Jackie Wilson was my number one singing idol at the time, and I had just graduated from high school, and the Miracles and I went for an audition for Jackie Wilson's managers, and we sang about four or five songs that I had written, and Berry just happened to be there that day. And although Jackie Wilson's managers turned us down, Berry was impressed that he had never heard any of the songs that we sang. And so he came outside afterwards, and we struck up a conversation, and we became best friends. And a year or so after that, we started Motown, and hey, man, here it is.
That's amazing. I mean, you look at some of these songs, and I guess it comes to a question that I ask a lot of songwriters who are also very successful artists on the charts themselves. What's more fun, having your own single or, for instance, Tracks of My Tears? Johnny Rivers did a great version and had a hit out of it. Was that as much fun for you as it was having your own hit out of it?
Mark, let me tell you something, man. As a songwriter, I want to write a song. You know, I'm not interested in writing a record or a hit for myself or anything like that. I want to write a song because a song has a chance to live on and on and on. I want to be like Gershwin and Cohen and Cole Porter and those people like that. People are still recording their songs. That's how I want to be. So when somebody picks up one of my songs, man, especially somebody like Johnny Rivers was a songwriter himself.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when somebody picks up one of my songs and records it, man, I'm flattered. I am very, very, very happy. And people say, well, which is your favorite version? I don't have a favorite version. I don't critique those songs. When people record one of my songs, man, I'm so glad that they recorded it till I don't critique it, man. You know, I'm just happy because of all the millions of songs that there are. And like I said, most of the people who have recorded my songs are songwriters themselves. You know, hey, man, what can I say but thank you?
Yeah, I'm one of these people who, and maybe it's my age, but, you know, I was really thinking that the mid-60s to the early 70s really were the time for music. And I think as proof of that, I look at the songs of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and songs like by the Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, where you hear over and over again, and, you know, they're still making a standard. Some of the new stuff that you hear now, you'll never hear again.
Well, you have some great young songwriters out there, though, Mark. See, I disagree with you on that because I think there's a lot of young songwriters out there who are making great music and they're very talented, and some of their music will live on and on and on, and they will be longevity. They will be artists who have a longevity in their careers. You know, it's not all just bubblegum or Moon Spoon June songwriters and stuff like that out there today. You know, you just have to, you know, just be aware of them and listen for them and to them. I think that young people nowadays are being so downtrodden by people as far as what their music is and how the music is because of the advent of gangster rap, which has been a negative force, you know, and then everybody's been lumped into that genre and into that musical format or something like that. But man, you got some great songwriters out there, man. You got Alicia Keys and Maxwell and, you know, Usher and people like that who are writing some great songs, man, and doing some great music, and they're very talented young people.
So you think 30 years from now they'll still be listening to Alicia Keys and Usher?
Absolutely, positively, lutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about it.
As a songwriter, what was your whole take on this internet stuff and all the downloading and all the things that were going on? There's some positives to it in terms of people getting exposed to music they may not have heard, but certainly the negatives for our songwriters is that sometimes your stuff is stolen from you.
Yeah, you're just being ripped off, you know. So I would say that the downloading has hurt more than it's helped, you know. But now they're fixing it so that when your music is downloaded, people have to pay for that. They can't just get it free anymore in most cases.
And that seems to be something that's, you know, that's worth it. Everybody's got these little portable things that play MP3s, but, you know, if they're going to download it illegally, guys like yourself, you put all this effort into writing these songs, you get nothing for it.
Yeah, that's true. But like I said, a great effort is being taken to curb that and to stop that. And so in most cases now, that cannot be done, which is a great thing.
Now, you're still performing quite a bit. Are you still touring?
Oh, yeah, I am, man. You know, I perform quite a bit, and I'm still touring. I love it. It's my favorite thing in life. It's you know, as far as my work goes, it's my favorite thing. Because when I tour and I go out and I do concerts and stuff like that, that's the only time I really get a chance to see most of the fans. You know, of course, people stop me, you know, like on the streets and stuff like that. But when I'm doing concerts and stuff like that, I get a chance to see a lot of them at one time, and we have a great time, and I always enjoy doing the concert.
Are you still doing a lot of new songs? Are you writing still? And
oh, yeah. I write all the time. I'm writing all the time, Mark. In fact, I'm working on two different CDs right now as we speak. Recently, last year, I started my own label with a spiritual CD. For the first time in my life, I released a spiritual CD, and it's called Food for the Spirit, and those were songs that are like spiritual songs that I'd been writing for about 14 or 15 years. And I finally decided to record them myself. Originally, I was writing them for people that I know who are in the gospel genre. And but I decided to record them myself, and so I did that, and so that's been going carrying me over CD-wise for the last few months or a year or so. But I'm in the studio now, and I'm recording another CD, and I'm also, my first project, well, my first project from Universal will be a compilation of some of my older things, and I've got two new cuts in there, and that should be out in April or May or around in there.
How many CDs is that going to be, Smokey?
Pardon me?
How many CDs is that set?
How many CDs? It's one CD.
Oh, it's a single CD. Okay.
Yeah, it's a single CD.
Have they had any box CDs yet of yours?
Do they have any box CDs?
Yeah, a box set of yours?
Oh, how about 100, man?
There's a lot of different box sets of Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, they have them with Me with the Miracles and me as a solo artist, and,
Because I have some of these anthologies, but I was wondering if they had, like, a big box set of, like, six or eight CDs with everything you've done.
Well, they have one that has four in it, I know that, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, like I was saying, and I'm in the studio right now as we're speaking, and I'm working on two different CDs, but the one that I'm going to release first out of the ones that I'm working on now is one of standards. For about the last 14, 15 years, in my live show, I've been doing, alternating, doing at least one standard tune every night when I perform. And I do Gershwin and Cohen and Cole Porter and people like that.
Wow.
And so I've accumulated about 14 or 15 of those songs, and I'm in the studio now recording them. And so that should be out probably this fall.
It's interesting to see how that's responded. I mean, Rod Stewart's had two of them like that.
Yeah, yes.
And, you know, they're very popular. People love them because
no question about it.
Yeah, it introduces younger people to those songs, and the people who grew up with those songs love the new versions of them. So
those are great songs. Like I said, they are songs, and that's what I was telling you. When I write, I'm trying to write a song, and it'll live on and on and on and on forever and ever, and people will be recording it forever.
Mm.
Even after I'm gone, people will be recording it if it's a song, you know what I mean?
Right, sure.
So that's
now, you talk about food for the spirit, but you're also doing food for the food. You got soul is in the bowl now. Tell me a little bit about this new product line you got. It sounds really interesting.
Well, we started a food company, and our first two items that we released are gumbo, which is the soul, Smokey Robinson's The Soul is in the Bowl gumbo, and we also have red beans and rice, and it's called Smokey Robinson's R&B Red Beans and Rice, and they are found in your area in the Shaw's supermarkets, and it's in the frozen food section. And either one of those dishes, Marcus, is like especially gumbo, is an all-day or an all-night fixer. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so you don't just go in the kitchen and whip that up. But we've made it convenient for you because everything that goes in there is already in there. You know, we don't have any red meats in any of our products, but we do have chicken sausage and seafood. You know, and we've made them as healthy as possible as far as sodium and what have you goes. And they're in the frozen food section, and you take them home, man. And however you want to heat them up, you can microwave them, you can take them out and put them in a pot yourself, or you can put it in the oven. However you want to heat it up, and in 6 minutes, you got you some soul in the bowl, gumbo, or red beans and rice, and you can, you know, go on and jam and eat.
I mean, that seafood gumbo has in it shrimp and crab and chicken sausages. Sounds just so good.
It is real good, man, if I do say so myself. You know, we worked on the recipe for about a year and a half. There's some family recipe in there, but we enhanced it. You know, we worked on it for about a year and a half. Leon Isaac Kennedy, who is my really good friend, he and I kind of started this thing together, and, you know, he's been in the movie business forever and ever, and I've been in the music business, and we always said we wanted to do something that had nothing to do with show business, and to do it, and this is what it is, the food company. And see, another thing that attracts me to it is the fact that when we start to really grow, and we're growing, we've been the fastest growing minority food company in the last 50 years.
Wow.
And so we're very proud of that fact. And but part of the proceeds is going to go for having forums and seminars and educational classes and stuff like that for young minority kids to teach them that they do not have to be sports figures or entertainers in order to make a good living for themselves. We're gonna encourage them to be entrepreneurs. A lot of them probably have great ideas already, but they're afraid to pursue them because they don't know that they can. You know, so we're gonna try to implant that idea in them.
That sounds great. I mean, yeah, when you look at Paul Newman and all the good he's done from the food products he sells.
Absolutely.
And and there's a lot of potential. I just had George Foreman on the show a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, his grilling machine was someone else's idea that he attached his name to, and he now has a large participation in how they're built and the improvements and things like that. So this is it's kind of a natural progression to get into other things.
Yeah.
And who did you connect with in terms of putting this stuff out? I assume that, did you actually create the whole thing yourself and actually contract to have it made and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's,
yeah,
that's
have our own manufacturing. We're actually, the food is manufacturing, but we have our own manufacturing deal with Overhill. And Overhill is one of the biggest food manufacturers in the world. And so we're being manufactured right now by Overhill, and which is another thing that's really unusual, because normally they don't handle new people. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they're very excited about our product. And like I said, we have been the fastest growing minority food company in the last 50 years.
Now, for folks out there, we got people all over the country. There's over 9 million people listening to this. Where is there a website or something they can go to find out if it's in their local stores?
Well, yeah, because, see, wherever they are. See, we've been released through Albertsons and Safeway.
Okay.
So, and we're making a deal right now with Kroger. So those are the top three food distributors in the country, in the world probably, and because if they're the top three in the United States, they got to be big all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, all those stores, if they're not under those names in your particular city, they do have subsidiary stores. Like Albertsons is sometimes Vons or Pavilions, and Safeway is Shaw's, and Albertsons is also Shaw's. But if they're not under their brand name, they do have subsidiary stores in every city.
Mm.
You know, our product is in 4,500 stores.
Do you have a website yet for the product?
Yeah, we have a website.
What is the website address?
Hang on 1 second. Let me get that for you.
Because it'll be a good thing. We'll put a little put a link to our site. We're talking with Smokey Robinson, a legend in music, soon to be a legend in food.
Could you hold the line 1 second, Mark? Hold on.
Sure. Smokey's going to get that link for us. But, of course, we're talking about Soul is in the Bowl. It's a brand-new product. Smokey Robinson's The Soul is in the Bowl Gumbo, Red Beans and Rice, and soon-to-be Jambalaya will be coming up. And he usually doesn't do stuff like this, so this is kind of unusual in that he's actually lending his name to something. He's really excited about this line of food products, as you can tell, and just like his music, soulful and delicious. Smokey Robinson, of course, the man behind some songs that you all know, songs like Shop Around and and Stay on the Line, and I Second That Emotion, and my favorite, The Tracks of My Tears, some great stuff that he has contributed over the years. The Tears of a Clown's another one, but that you might have seen by other people.
Mark.
Smokey Robinson's back with us. Yes.
Yeah, I've got about 3 or 4 different websites going here, but the one for the food is SmokeyRobinsonsFoods.com.
SmokeyRobinsonsFoods.com.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go on there. We'll actually put that up as a link to this interview so people can go right to it.
Going wonderful, thank you.
And you are coming to Boston, I know that. And
I
know you'll be coming. He's going to be at Shaw's in Dorchester. I assume you're going all over the country to promote this to different supermarkets as well.
Oh yeah. We've been, like I said, we launched in February, man, and of 2004. So I've been, a whole lot of places already in the country. We actually launched in the Midwest as we started in Chicago, and we've been going all over the country with this thing. And what I do is, like, I'm going to be in Dorchester at Shaw's, and I come in and I sign autographs for the people and take pictures with them, and they also taste our food.
And I know that Coca-Cola is part of this as well, and they're going to be
partnering. Celebrating Black History Month.
Right, and they're going to partner with Shaw's to present a scholarship for...
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. Which is a great idea, and it's a great way to celebrate Black History
they're
Month.
They're donating $20,000 to the scholarship fund.
How important is education to the minority community, the urban community? And also, I'd like to talk a little bit about family. We've been hearing stuff from Bill Cosby. What kind of reaction do you have to the stuff that's been talked about?
Well, you know, first of all, let me say this. The family is of the utmost importance, man. You know, we've had such a family breakdown in the past 20 years or so where you know, it's just been a real breakdown of families, man. And family is very, very, very important in any walk of life. And education is the key to everything. I tell young people that all the time. Education is the key to everything. If you want, no matter what your aspirations are, no matter what you want to be, please be educated. Because, you know, you got to be educated no matter what field you go into. If you go into music or sports or anything like that, you're going to get more benefit out of it if you're educated and you know how to handle your business and you know how to read and write and do your math, especially to count your money or whatever you're doing. Hey, man, education is of the utmost importance.
Absolutely, and families as well, because you need to have support systems at home.
Yes, you do.
And it's very important, and hopefully you'll be able to help with that situation by doing what you're doing here, you know, by spreading the word about education and spreading the word about celebrating Black History Month and saluting some of the vendors that are making history in the food manufacturing industry as well.
Exactly.
And again, folks can go to SmokeyRobinsonsFoods.com. And I'm thrilled to have talked to you, and hope that we see you again on American Idol, and hope to hear some of your new music as well when it comes out. Maybe you can send us a copy, and we'll have you on to talk about it.
Oh, fantastic, Mark. I'd love that.
All right, Smokey. Take care of yourself.
Thank you for doing this, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.